Good morning and welcome to Overeaters Anonymous, a Vision for You Big Book Study. My name is Mo H. and I'm a recovered compulsive overeater from Walnut Creek, California. Today is Thursday, July 2nd, and this is the 10 a.m. Eastern Time meeting. Today we are reading from the Big Book. We are on page XIII, the forward to the first edition, starting with the second paragraph, It Is Important, reading through six paragraphs, ending Religious societies will be welcomed, and that's actually to the end of that chapter. Today's readers are the 12 Steps, Margaret D., the 12 Traditions, Reggie O., and the readers of the text are Robin P. and Roz G. The share ID for Wednesday, July 1st, the 10 a.m. Eastern Time meeting, is 14,904. That's 14904. And for this morning's meeting, Thursday, July 2nd, the 7 a.m. Eastern Time meeting, is 14,909. I didn't write that down, but I believe that's what it was. I'll check that out, 909.
That's correct, Mo.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that. And newcomer greeter is Kara L., and announcements is Leslie M. Okay, OA Preamble. Overeaters Anonymous is a fellowship of individuals who, through shared experience, strength, and hope, are recovering from compulsive overeating. We welcome everyone who wants to stop eating compulsively. There are no dues or fees for members. We are self-supporting through our own contributions, neither soliciting nor accepting outside donations. OA is not affiliated with any public or private organization, political movement, ideology, or religious doctrine. We take no position on outside issues. Our primary purpose is to abstain from compulsive eating and compulsive food behaviors and to carry the message of recovery through the 12 steps of OA to those who still suffer. Oh, our sole purpose, OA's fifth tradition states, each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. At A Vision for You Big Book Study, our message is that people who suffer from compulsive overeating can recover through abstinence and the practice of the 12 steps and 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. And I will now ask Margaret D. to read the 12 steps. Good morning, Margaret.
The 12 steps. 1. We admitted we were powerless over food, that our lives had become unmanageable. 2. Came to believe that a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity. 3. Made a decision to turn our will and our lives over to the care of God as we understood Him. 4. Made a searching and fearless moral inventory of ourselves. 5. Admitted to God, to ourselves, and to another human being the exact nature of our wrongs. 6. We're entirely ready to have God remove all these defects of character. 7. Humbly asked Him to remove our shortcomings. 8. Made a list of all persons we had harmed and became willing to make amends to them all. 9. Made direct amends to such people wherever possible, except when to do so would injure them or others. 10. Continued to take personal inventory, and when we were wrong, promptly admitted it. 11. Sought through prayer and meditation to improve our conscious contact with God as we understood Him, praying only for knowledge of His will for us and the power to carry that out. 12. Having had a spiritual awakening as a result of these steps, we tried to carry this message to compulsive overeaters and to practice these principles in all our affairs. Pass.
Well, thank you, Margaret D., and I will now ask Reggie O. to read the 12 traditions. Good morning, Reggie.
Hey, good morning, Mo. Thanks for your service. Thanks, everybody who's on the call this morning. My name is Reggie O. I'm gratefully recovered here in the Los Angeles area, and these are the 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. 1. Our common welfare should come first. Personal recovery depends upon OA unity. 2. For our group purpose, there is but one ultimate authority, a loving God, as He may express Himself in our group conscience. Our leaders are but trusted servants. They do not govern. 3, the only requirement for OA membership is a desire to stop eating compulsively. 4, each group should be autonomous except in matters affecting other groups or OA as a whole. 5, each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. 6, an OA group ought never endorse, finance, or lend the OA name to any related facility or outside enterprise, lest problems of money, property, and prestige divert us from our primary purpose. 7, every OA group ought to be fully self-supporting, declining outside contributions. 8, Overeaters Anonymous should remain forever non-professional, but our service centers may employ special workers. 9, OA, as such, ought never be organized, but we may create service boards or committees directly responsible to those they serve. 10, Overeaters Anonymous has no opinion on outside issues. Hence, the OA name ought never be drawn into public controversy. 11, our public relations policy is based on attraction rather than promotion. We need always maintain personal anonymity at the level of press, radio, and films. And 12, anonymity is the spiritual foundation of all our traditions, ever reminding us to place principles before personalities. Thank you, and I'll pass.
Well, thank you very much, Reggie. And how our meeting works. Our meeting focuses on the directions for recovery described in the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous. We read a paragraph or two from the literature, then stop and share on what was read. Anyone can share, but we ask that you keep your sharing to the topic and literature we are discussing, and that you keep your share to approximately 3 minutes. Singleness of purpose reminds us to identify as compulsive overeaters only. Our abstinence requirement for moderators is 1 year, and for readers is 6 months. There is no abstinence requirement for sharing on topic. This meeting does request that your sharing be directly linked to what was read. We are sharing what the directions in the Big Book mean to us. To share, press star 1 to unmute your phone. Once you are done sharing, let us know by saying pass, then press star 1 to mute your phone again. And that's the star 1 function on the phone, not your mute button on the phone. In order to have a quiet meeting, everyone's phone except the speaker's should be muted. Today, we resume our study of the Big Book, and we are in the forward to the first edition. We are on page XIII, the second paragraph down. It is important that we remain anonymous through 6 paragraphs, ending with religious societies will be welcome. That's just reading to the end of the chapter. And I am now going to ask Robin P. to get us started. Good morning, Robin.
Good morning, Mo. Thanks so much for your service. Hi, everybody. I'm Robin P. I'm a very grateful recovered compulsive overeater in Vero Beach, Florida. It's important that we remain anonymous, because we are too few at present to handle the overwhelming number of personal appeals which may result from this publication. Being mostly business or professional folks, we could not well carry on our occupations in such an event. We would like it understood that our alcoholic work is an avocation. When writing or speaking publicly about alcoholism, we encourage each of our fellowship to admit his personal name, designating himself instead as a member of Alcoholics Anonymous. Can you guys just make sure you're muted? That would be awesome. Just press star 1. Thank you. Very earnestly, we ask the press also to observe this request, for otherwise we shall be greatly handicapped. We are not an organization in the conventional sense of the word. There are no fees or dues whatsoever. The only requirement for membership is an honest desire to stop drinking. We are not allied with any particular faith, sect, or denomination, nor do we oppose anyone. We simply wish to be helpful to those who are afflicted. We shall be interested to hear from those who are getting results from this book, particularly from those who have commenced work with other alcoholics. We should like to be helpful to such cases. Inquiry by scientific, medical, and religious societies will be welcomed. Wow, this is great. So I remember personally in my life witnessing people who were famous stars who came out and said they were sober. And then they were not sober anymore. And there was so much controversy around AA doesn't work. Look what happened to this person. Look what happened to that person. And it's principles before personalities. And, you know, I'm an inventor. And I'm a serial inventor. I've invented several things. And every time, you know, I start a company, you know, you have to have principles in place for it to work. And you have to have protections in place for it to work. And you have to have a vision and what the end goal is, and that it's not about the individual. It's about the goal and the vision and keeping that as clean as and as pure as possible. And I'd love that we earnestly ask press also to observe this request, or otherwise we'll be, if they had the vision, they knew what would happen if this became about people, personalities, instead of the principles. They knew it would just have a problem, the way it has had a problem when people come out. Sometimes people come out and say they're sober, and they are great role models, but sometimes they're not, and it's, you know, Russian roulette, and it can do more damage than good if it's focused on the people. And I love that it just says the only requirement for membership is an honest desire to stop drinking. To me, that's the key right there. You know, it doesn't matter what your race is, what your sex is, what anything about you, how tall you are, how short you are, what anything about you, except for that you have an honest desire to stop drinking or overeating in our case, and using food. And also, you know, if somebody looked at me and they knew that I was in the program, and they would say, oh, wow, she's an inventor and she's abstinent and she's a vegan, like, and then they would say, oh, is everyone vegan in OA? No. But if they just looked at me and I became the poster child for OA, they would think, oh, that's what it looks like. And it's the great thing is it looks like all of us. And all we get to do is just be honestly, earnestly working the steps. And I love that they just said, look, anybody who's in scientific, medical, and religious societies will be welcomed. You know, they want to share the message. They just want to share it as well as possible. And just we're not aligned with any faith. It's like they set the ground rules, and it's like they did everything they could so that this would not get tarnished and taken off course. And I love that, the 12 steps, the 12 traditions. I've heard that this is the modern Bible for today, and that's what it feels like to me. So God bless everybody in your recoveries. I pray that you all have a very blessed abstinent day. Thanks so much for letting me share.
And thank you, Rob and P, for getting us started. I'll remind everybody where we're at. We're in the forward to the first edition on page XIII, starting with the second paragraph. It is important that we remain anonymous in reading through six paragraphs to the end of that chapter. Religious societies will be welcomed. And although we value your experience, we ask that you limit your share to every third day, in order that others might share their experience too. So I'll now open the lines up for those who'd like to share.
Jody E.
Jody E.
Penny C.
Penny C.
Heather W.
Heather W. Anyone else? Now's your time. Press star one. I have Jody E., Penny C., and Heather W. If not, in the...
Alice A.
Alice A. Gotcha, Alice. Okay, in the...
Zane W.
Zane W. And who was after Zane?
Jody H.
Jody H. Okay, we'll start with a Jody and end with a Jody. Okay, here we go. Jody E., Penny C., Heather W., Alice A., Zane W., and Jody H. Jody E., good morning. You're on. You're up for sharing. Press star one. Can't hear you.
Good morning. Thank you,
Mo.
Oh,
there you are. Okay.
Here I am. Good morning, everybody. This is Jody E., gratefully recovered in Monterey, California. Nice to be here with you. This is a lot we read this morning. The first paragraph talks about anonymity and that our work with other compulsive overeaters is an avocation. In other words, it's something we do not as for our living, but as almost like a hobby or something that we do for pleasure. And for some of us, it takes up a fair amount of time, but we do it willingly and joyfully because it maintains our own recovery and because we get so much from it, so much satisfaction and richness. And yes, as it was said, we need to stay anonymous so that Overeaters Anonymous is not connected with any one individual. It's principles before personalities. And I need to stay humble too. I love this last paragraph on this page, XIII. We are not an organization in the conventional sense of the word. That is for sure. And I wish more organizations were like us. And then it starts to go through some of the traditions. There are no fees or dues, whatever. That's tradition 7. The only requirement for membership is an honest desire to stop drinking, tradition 3. We are not allied with any particular faith, sect, or denomination, tradition 4. We simply wish to be helpful to those who are afflicted, tradition 5. This may have been written before they actually wrote the traditions. I don't know. Maybe someone else knows. But they were already using these principles in the program when this was written. We're so blessed to have this program, these traditions, this organization that enables us to recover from a seemingly hopeless state of mind and body and to be able to share it with others. What a joy. And with that, I pass. Thank you.
Thank you, Jody E. Penny C., followed by Heather W. Good morning, Penny.
Good morning, Mo, and thank you. I'm Penny C. I'm a recovered compulsive overeater from the Boston area. And I was going to talk about the traditions and how they came to be. AA, in its infancy, several years afterwards, ran into some difficulties they had the 12 steps for personal growth, but the question was how to keep the fellowship, the organization, operating and reaching out to people smoothly. And so I have a copy of the first edition, and there's no, you can't look up the traditions there. But starting with the second edition in 1955 and thereafter, almost any book that's published by AA or OA or any other of the 12-step programs, you're going to find the traditions. So it was when all the difficulties were realized in 1946 in the Grapevine, which is the magazine of AA, it was published. It was really what came to be known as the traditions, but it was called the 12 points to assure our future. Because indeed, the early AAs were concerned that, you know, how are we going to keep this organization viable if we continue to have these internal problems? And so that's when the traditions were introduced again as the 12 points to assure our future. But it wasn't until 1950 at the first International Convention of AA that they were formally adopted. And just an aside, Dr. Bob was there. He was dying at the time. He died a few months later, but he made it from Akron to Cleveland just about. And he was part of voting on these 12 traditions. And so our OA has profited from the mistakes of the parent organization, and I'm so grateful, not only that it keeps these traditions, keep our fellowship and the organization going so smoothly when you think about it, wow, but they help me in my own personal life. So yeah, this whole forward to the the edition, this first edition is talking about talking about the traditions, and I mean the forward to the first edition, of course, but they had not been formalized. So with that, I'm going to pass with being so grateful to God for these traditions. Thank you.
Well, thank you very much, Penny C., for our history here. Heather W., followed by Alice A. Good morning, Heather.
Hey, y'all. Good morning, everyone. This is Heather W., recovered here in Baltimore. So grateful to be on the line and grateful for everyone's service and those other shares. And yeah, when it says, you know, we would like it understood that our alcoholic work, and I'm just reminded in that, you know, yeah, working with others, it's work. You know, it's hard sometimes. There's personalities involved. You know, you can get emotionally attached. It's hard. And so when things don't work out, you know, yeah, it can be taken hard. But, you know, I stay recovered, thank God. You know, it doesn't say it's going to always be easy or fun or simple. It is work, and it's not our main job. It's an avocation. But it's just important for me to remember that this morning. And then on the back page where it says, you know, the only requirement for membership is an honest desire to stop drinking. And I have to think about for a long time, you know, I think I was in OA and I had an honest desire to stop the consequences of my eating. But I don't think I really had an honest desire to stop eating. You know, I wanted to stop the consequences, you know, what was happening with my body, how I would feel, the unmanageability of my life, all of that. But I didn't really want to put down the food, you know, and so I have to remember that until someone is really willing, you know, it's going to be hard to get there. And then just that last paragraph, you know, when it says, we shall be interested to hear from those who are getting results from this book. And wow, thank you, God, for the results I have gotten from this book. I mean, the freedom I have, you know, that I can sit around a table full of people eating and drinking things that I choose not to and not be resentful, not be angry, not be upset. I can say no thank you. You know, the food does not call to me. I can feel emotions. I can be happy or sad. I can be frustrated or excited and that I don't want to go to the food, you know. So, yeah, I'm really just so grateful for that, grateful for this meeting, this book, and this program, grateful to God. And with that, I will pass. Thank you for letting me share.
And thank you, Heather W. Alice A., followed by Zane W. Good morning, Alice.
Good morning, Mo. Thank you for your service. This is Alice A., a grateful newly recovered compulsive eater from hot, humid Alabama. I love the very first sentence in the paragraph we started. It is important that we remain anonymous because we are too few at present to handle the overwhelming number of personal appeals which may result from publication. Look how this program has grown. It expanded initially from AA to many other 12-step programs. Why? Because it works if you follow it as written. I love the italicized sentence from the above paragraph that says this book shows precisely how we recovered. That is the main purpose of the book when it was written and today. How many books have been written since then with ideas on changing behaviors or dieting or whatever? And every time they have new editions, they have different changes. These directions are the same as they were for the first 100, and they still work. Thank you, and with that, I pass.
Well, Thank you, Alice. And we'll now have Zane W. followed by Jody H. Good morning, Zane.
Good morning. Hi, everybody. I'm Zane W., compulsive reader here in Arizona, Phoenix. it's good to be here. I appreciate all the shares. I'm working on my fourth step with a sponsor in this group now. It's a bit of an undertaking, but I'm just working away at it. And the phrase, "We simply wish to be helpful to those who are afflicted on XIV." You know, it's a simple wish, and I am afflicted. And this book, this group, my sponsor have been helpful to me. And then the next paragraph on XIV, the second to last paragraph, "We shall be interested to hear from those who are getting results from this book." So that's step one. I mean, getting results from this book. That's the first part of that sentence. And I can speak for myself. I am getting results from this book, and I've seen others who get results from this book. But then particularly from those who have commenced work with other alcoholics. And so that's showing, you know, the results from this book particularly are, the whole point of them is to start working with others. So grateful for my sponsor working with me. Grateful for just this program working, and really glad that I, you know, was moved by spirit, by higher power, by God to get back into this group and really give it a real shot just a few weeks ago, which means that I got to be here for the beginning of this new journey through the Big Book, and I'm really grateful because I know it's such an important part of my life and recovery, and it'll help me get better and also help others. So thank you very much.
Thank you, Zane W. And before we get to Jody, let me remind everybody where we're at. We're in the foreword to the first edition, the second paragraph, and it's on page XIII, and it starts with, "It is important that we remain anonymous," and we're reading through the end of that chapter. It ends with, "Religious societies will be welcome." And after Jody H., I will take more names. Good morning, Jody.
Good morning. Can you hear me?
Very clearly. Thank you.
Okay. All right. My name is Jody H. I'm from Maine, and I'm a compulsive overeater. Now, that's the first time I've ever said that out loud, so I'm very, very new. I've only been familiar with this meeting and this program and my sponsor for 3 weeks. I had to say something this morning. I'm just so very grateful for the fact that I only have to have an honest desire to stop overeating to be a part of this program. My sponsor has been very patient with me. I'm a 59-year-old woman who has, in the past 20 years, been eating just meat and cheese and juice and snack food. So I'm slowly getting used to vegetables and fruit and a balanced food plan. It's quite an adventure for me, and it's hard for me right now because it's been so long. But my sponsor is very patient with me. We're starting the doctor's opinion. I've got a food plan. I'm trying very hard to do the first step and realize I am totally, my life has become totally unmanageable, and I'm so glad that I just have to have an honest desire to be here and to do the work. And it's slow but sure, and I'm glad to be with you. And thank you, Mo, for your service and for all those doing such a wonderful job today. And I'll pass.
Well, thank you, Jody H., for your share. And although we value your experience, we ask that you limit your share to every third day in order that others might share their experience. So I'll now open the lines for those who'd like to share on these paragraphs.
Larry G.
Larry G.
Leslie W.
Leslie W. Got space for more. Star one to unmute.
Diane B.
Diane B. Take a few more names. Now is your time. Okay. In the interest of time, I'll stop it at 3, but then we'll have more time after that. So get thinking. Put your thinking caps on. All right. So we're on page XIII, forward to the first edition, and it starts with the second paragraph. It's important that we remain anonymous, reading through the end. Larry, I'll have you start. Good morning, Larry.
Good morning. This is Larry G. from Northern California, and thank you for the Thursday team for setting this call up. The word that jumped out for me was commence. You know, when it says we commence when we get results from this book, I came to Visions on May 17, 2020, right around the time we were reading from the Visions, and right around the time we were talking about Bob and Bill 12-stepping Bill Dobson. And when I came to Visions, I was a sick and dying man. I was really at my last straw. I've been coming to OA for 30-plus years. And the word commence, you know, what's changed for me is this. Since I've joined Visions, not only have I burning desire, but I've stopped relapsing. I was a chronic relapser, and I just discovered this lately because my brain is clearing out from the fog. And I was a chronic relapser. I'd be coming into the program, the meetings, sometimes weekly, sometimes monthly, relapsing into self, into the self-pity, very needy and so on. So I never got to the point of commencing to take this work and to help other suffering compulsive overeaters. It's no wonder that I was sick and dying like Bill Dobson. I spent most of my time in OA. I had some success. I had some success. And I'm not criticizing mainstream meetings I was going to. But there's a difference on this call. We have like 300-400 members in this call who are reading one paragraph at a time out of one piece of literature, which is the big book of Alcoholics Anonymous. And I realized just lately that, Larry, the reason you're so sick, it was all about you. You use this program like a diet. You use those steps, you know, to beat yourself into submission. And then you had the desire, but the desire went away. Because desire is just, I think, part of the journey. I have to begin to work. And I'm looking forward when I go through these steps with my sponsor. I'm right now on step 6 and 7. And I'm looking forward to getting to the place where I am recovered. It's mentioned 20 times in the big book of Alcoholics Anonymous. I never thought ever in my time in OA that I could ever be recovered from this. And today I believe it's possible, and I am heading towards that, inspiring to that. And then one day commencing my work when I get the green light from my sponsor to go out and help those who are still suffering. Thank you so much. I'm out.
Thank you very much, Larry G. Leslie W., followed by Diane B. Good morning, Leslie.
Hey, Mo. Good morning. This is Leslie W., recovered compulsive overeater from Tennessee. And I just wanted to share about the sentence. We would like it understood that our alcoholic work is an avocation. That's a good reminder for me today because I really set the ball rolling on some resentments in my own home from my husband because I did not treat this as an avocation. I treated it as a vocation. And a lot of times I, in my zeal to be helpful to other fellows and, you know, I really kind of ignored the less glittering responsibilities in my own home with my own children. I'm a stay-at-home mom, and my primary vocation is to take care of my home, my children. And you know, be a supportive wife. And so, you know, I really have to be mindful of that today. And because it's so easy for me to just get lost in this, because it is a joy, right? And it does feel really good to help other suffering compulsive overeaters. I can get a hit off that, you know, a real hit off that, and not look at use that as sort of an ego boost, you know, and ignore some of the other things that I need to be doing. So I really have to every day ask my higher power to guide me and show me, you know, how much time he would have me to devote to this work, and not to forget my vocation. So with that, I'm gonna pass. Thanks, Mo.
Well, thank you very much, Leslie W. And after Diane B., I'll be able to take some more names, so get prepared. Good morning, Diane.
Good morning. This is Diane B. in St. Louis, Missouri. Thank you for your service, and thanks, everybody, on the call. I am relatively new to OA. I came in December, and been kind of going in and out, restarting my date, and struggling a bit. So I've been sober in AA for 7 years, and you know, when you've got a head full of another program, it can be trippy. You know, thinking you got it. I'm like, well, I got it figured out. I know how to do these steps. I know how to do this. But when food is your original addiction, it's extra difficult. But the thing that I really focused on in the reading was the line about honest desire. So, you know, I've been struggling the last couple of weeks, and have been, you know, getting closer and closer to that line of you know, breaking my abstinence. And I liked what somebody said earlier about, you know, it's the honest desire to stop the consequences. And I really like that, because I think that's where I'm at right now. But, you know, I have to ask myself every day if that's where I'm at, you know, because I'm questioning myself in terms of like, well, do I really have an honest desire to be here? Is that really why I'm here? Do I just want to be skinny? Or, but I'm finding what I'm doing is I'm finding a reason to, I know what I'm doing. Like, I know that I'm comparing out. I'm deciding, well, I don't like the people in my home group, and those people don't reach out to me. And I don't feel like I'm a part of, and I'm not losing weight fast enough. And I'm not, you know, just, I'm not getting the results that I want, and I can't find anything I want to eat. And, but on the other hand, I'm not calling my sponsor, and I'm not calling in any meetings, and I'm not, doing the work. And, you know, when I have a head full of this other program, you know, I know what works, and I also know that I'm not doing it. So, I made a point today to actually, you know, take some initiative and come to a meeting. And to me, I think that's at least for today, just for today, I have an honest desire, because thing is, like, when you keep going back and forth and in and out, you know you only have two options, you know, like when you're at that jumping off point of you continue on in what you're doing, you know, continuing to go down the path of just constantly eating and just feeling terrible about yourself, and, or sorry, feeling that terrible about myself, and or try something different. And as difficult as this has been, and having to sit with feelings that I've never had to sit with before, because I always had something to cover it up, even in sobriety, that's when the honest desire starts to get clouded by my disease. So I have to remember that that's the problem there. So anyway, thanks for letting me share. Have a good day.
Thank you, Diane. And so I have time for about two, maybe three more. And if you shared in the last 2 to 3 days, please let others.
This is Reva G. Linnea B.
Who? Reva G.
Yes.
Okay. Nirvana A.
Nirvana
Linnea
A.
Linnea B.
Gloria A.
Linnea B.
I heard somebody before Gloria.
Lisa R.
Was that Lanana?
Linnea B.
You.
Yes. Thank you.
Okay. Okay, that's all. So I have Reva G, Nirvana A, I think it is, and Linnea B. Okay, Reva G, you're on.
Yes, this is Reva G in Brooklyn. What I would like to comment on is the part where they say that we remain anonymous at the level of press and radio and so forth. We are unlike any other organization, any other commercial diet club, anything a doctor could invent. Everything else is on the market to be sold. And whenever they have somebody who can show you that they lost weight or whatever, they're advertising it. And we have absolutely more strength than anything else out there, because if there's somebody who coming into this program at 400 pounds, we're the people who are going to help them. They stand more chance with us than they do anyone out there. All the scientists can do is try to cut into their gut, doing really invasive surgery. They don't know how to help that person stop doing what they're doing. They don't know how to help that. They may want to change their behavior. They don't. They can't, and they certainly can't do it for the long term. If you do any research and try to find out who has long-term recovery, the commercial programs out there don't have what we've got. I have been abstinent for 22 years, and that didn't come because I went to a commercial program. That came because I came to this program, and the main purpose of this program was so that I could help somebody else, not so I could lose weight, not so I could go on TV. I'm not going to get stardom. There's not a cent going to be made from it. We are going to be forever having humility with an awareness that we only have a daily reprieve, no matter how long that food went down. We have every day as the first day, every day that I'm doing this, that God carries me. I had 20 years in the program of continuous relapse. And when I started really doing the work out of this book, by the time somebody said to me, Reva, write a food plan, at the top of that page, I said, God, I can't do it unless you carry me. And from that point to this point, God has not stopped carrying me. I know I can't do it. I was powerless. I am powerless. I will be forever powerless. If I have recovery, it will look like step 10. I will recoil as from a hot flame with no thought or effort on my humble part. I never had power. I still don't have power. This is all a gift, and I'm happy to give it away. Thanks for letting me share.
Thank you, Reva G. Nirvana A, followed by Linnea B. Nirvana.
Good morning, Mo. Thank you for your service. This is Nirvana A from Northern California. So I just wanted to touch on, we're not allied with any particular faith, sect, or denomination. When I was suffering, someone told me, you have to be of a certain faith to go to OA. So that stopped me because I was like, oh, no, I'm not of this faith. What am I going to do? I can't get help. And then I walked in anyways, and then I realized that was all a lie. We are so welcoming of anyone of any faith or any color or any anything. So we are all inclusive. So I wanted to say that because it stopped me from coming in. And the other part, the inquiry by scientific, medical, and religious societies will be welcome. So I looked up the word, and it means a request for information, a systematic investigation, often of a matter of public interest, examination into facts or principles, research. So they're saying, the main sects of the society, the scientific, medical, and religious societies, you can always ask them any question about them, and they will be happy to answer it and maybe learn from them. So it is always like a two-way door, I feel, in AA and OA. And with that, I'll pass. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Nirvana A. And is it Linnea B.?
It is Linnea B. Thank you, Mo.
I did it. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you so much. This is Linnea B., compulsive overeater in Minnesota, on my way to being recovered. Thank you, God. I was so overwhelmed with gratitude, really. As I think about them writing this, you know, forward to the first edition, 85 years ago, AA was born, you know, the 12 steps came into being as we know them today, or thereabouts anyway. And I think about this forward and how beautiful it is, you know, how from the very beginning, how he writes with such humanity to make it so easy for the addict to let themselves in rather than keep themselves out. You know, I mean, I read this and I feel invited. And I right away, you know, my suspicious, distrusting mind, addict mind, can't find something to find fault with, you know. So right away, it gives me permission to just put one little toe in. So I'm very, very grateful. I'm sorry, are we saying time?
No, I didn't. You have another minute and a half.
Okay, great, thank you. So really, I just am so struck with gratitude. I've been listening to some old-timers at the virtual AA International Convention at AA.org, and to listen to them talk about what it was like to, what AA was like for them in 1957, etc., it's just overpowering gratitude that for me at age 64, thinking that OA had nothing to offer, that I was completely, totally hopeless, even though I had come to Vision before, but that I had the very real gift of desperation at depth, surrender at depth, and a solution. And a solution. What a freaking miracle that this miracle shared with so many. So I will pass. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you. That's perfect. Have time for maybe a quick 1.5 minute share. Anybody really have a burning desire? If not, we'll give time for the newcomers and sponsors afterwards. All right, I don't hear any takers. So thank you all for your sharing your experience, strength, and hope with us this July 2nd. And we will now close with the reading from the Big Book on page 164, followed by the Serenity Prayer. And I will now ask, who do I have reading? Roz G., a vision for you. Good morning, Roz.
Okay, thank you. Our book is meant to be suggestive only. We realize we know only a little. God will constantly disclose more to you and to us. Ask him in your morning meditation what you can do each day for the man who is still sick. The answers will come if your own house is in order, but obviously you cannot transmit something you haven't got. See to it that your relationship with him is right, and great events will come to pass for you and countless others. This is the great fact for us. Abandon yourselves to God as you understand God. Admit your faults to him and to your fellows. Clear away the wreckage of your past. Give freely of what you find and join us. We shall be with you in the fellowship of the Spirit, and you will surely meet some of us as you trudge the road of happy destiny. May God bless you and keep you until then.